So we're always talking about billions of the IoT devices coming soon, but did you know that 40% of all IoT devices in the world are expected to be used in the healthcare industry? 40%, that's huge. All that data from IoT devices will be super useful, but we need to have an infrastructure to ingest, to translate, to interact with these devices. The Rashmi Raj from the Microsoft healthcare team is here today on the IoT show to tell us everything we need to know about something called FHIR and how her team is putting IoT on FHIR. That's today on the IoT show. Hi everyone, you're watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we'll talk about IoT on FHIR. So the topic is pretty interesting, and it actually will be covered with Rashmi Raj. Rashmi, thanks for joining the show today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how about you?
I'm great and fantastic. Thanks for asking. So Rashmi, before we jump into our topic, you already came on the show. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, what you talked about last time. But for those who don't know you, who are you? What is your team doing at Microsoft? And then we'll jump into that topic.
Sure. So as you said, my name is Rashmi Raj, and I am part of Microsoft healthcare team. And my team is focused on building tools and services to make health data as first-class citizen on Azure. And on that regard, we are using OpenFHIR, Fast Healthcare Interoperability Resources, OpenFHIR standard, and tools and services around it.
Last time you came in to actually announce the preview of some tools and actually allow ingesting data into FHIR from Azure IoT services, right?
Yes, that's right. We launched our open source IoMT FHIR connector, which allowed to bring data from devices, sensors, calling Internet of Medical Things, into FHIR.
Nice. So that discussion was very much focused on that announcement. But today we want to do a step back a little, look at the bigger picture and what the problems are that we're trying to solve and address with the work your team is doing. And then also look at an example of what a near future will look like and for our developers to realize that they can leverage these technologies today. So before actually going into that demo, let's talk about what the challenges are when it comes to data in the world of healthcare. What's going on there?
So first, taking a step back, as all of us know, the remote care, remote patient monitoring, and giving care outside the four walls of hospitals and clinic is becoming more and more common. And one of the big challenges that we see is how to collect data remotely and make it interoperable with other data sources like EMR data, pharmacy data, scheduling data, demographic data. So that's one of the big challenges, which comes into lack of health data interoperability and the tools and services that we are building. And this IoMT market is growing. More than 87% of organizations are using IoMT, these devices and sensors, in some form. And the IoMT market is expected to grow $350 billion by the end of 2025, which is a big growth. So it becomes even more important to start looking at building a scalable solution for building this data with security and privacy and enable remote patient monitoring scenarios.
I get that. So when you say IoMT, that's interesting. It's a twist on the IoT name with Internet of Medical Things. I like it a lot. So we're seeing more and more of these devices, you were just saying. Security for connecting the devices, privacy for the data that comes in the systems. There's a moment where we need to put all that together. We're describing, and we'll see that in a minute in the demo, a scenario where you have all that data put together for a doctor or a nurse or the patient to actually have this holistic view of all the data coming from not just the IoT devices, but eventually from other sources. So let's eventually, you know, before we jump into the demo, do you want to set us the stage of what we're going to see there?
Sure. So in the demo, as you said, we are, or I will be sharing you how you bring data from different sources and enable scenario that we are going to look at it. It's precision rehabilitation scenario, and we will see total knee replacement where Sarah Perez, who is 52 years old, and she's going through total knee replacement, and we will go through her pre-op data, post-op data, and trend analysis as well.
Okay, so all of that is very much real life scenario, right? How much of what we're going to see is actually, you know, a solution, or how much of that is proof of concept level? And then obviously we'll ask you, hey, is it doable today with the tools that we have?
Sure. So this is a good question. So what you will be seeing in the demo, of course, we are using synthetic data, so it's not a private or real patient data here. Mm-hmm. But apart from the data, which is synthetic, the tools, services, as well as ability to tie them together, all of those are available now on Azure. So the same demo that we are going to show, someone can take it and bring the real data and start using it or modify it for their usage as well.
Awesome. I think we want to see it, and we'll talk alongside, you know, your demo. I might chime in with some questions as well. But let's look at what that scenario looks like.
Sure. So here I am sharing this care team dashboard. And as I said, Sarah, who's going through total knee replacement, she has also opted into pre-op assessment. And she has been given an activity device, activity watch. Think of it, a device like Fitbit, Garmin, Apple Watch, any mm-hmm. of these devices, which is collecting her activity data along with her heart rate and sleep data. In this dashboard, as you see, as a care team, I am seeing Sarah's activity data coming from her device. But along with activity data, I can also see EMR data. So care team can see Sarah's last three reported pain levels coming from her last three encounters, which is coming from EMR. Mm-hmm. Care team can also see her pharmacy data. Care team can also see her demographic data. So this is an example where you are bringing device data along with other clinical data, pharmacy data, and demographic data. This is important because device data itself is great, but when you augment this data, interoperate this data with other data sources, you can start creating meaningful insight and action.
Yep. And so we're seeing the data all together in that one pane of glass there. But there's a moment where you need to ingest, right? You need to connect to these third-party services. Like when you have a smartwatch or something, you need to get the data from the service. So there's a connection from you know, other sources of data you need to establish. You do all of that in Azure, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's where Azure API for Fire gives you connectivity using the Open RESTful API to connect and start bringing those data along with device data.
So things gravitate, if I want to have and we'll certainly some of the diagrams after the demo, but just to have a mental idea, things gravitate around Fire, right? And that functionality. And then you plug in various things as the IoT source of data, the EMR, the pharmacy, all of these actors were sharing data about that one patient. And then I would assume and suppose that there's a level of encryption, security around all that data, right?
Exactly. And that's where, again, going back to Fire, Fire is designed for PHI data by healthcare community, which supports patient consent as well as data security.
Love it. So let's go back to that dashboard and see what the care team can do with that data and how it's going to enhance the patient recovery and so on.
Sure. So from that dashboard, I'm just sharing here that care team can also deep dive into data and can see other data like sleep quality, heart rate data as well. And what you are seeing is Power BI. So Power BI is sitting on top of Fire and fetching that data for easy visualization and interaction with data. Now, Sarah has gone through total knee replacement and care team would like to make decision for her rehab path. So Sarah can rehabilitate in facility, and it's costly option, but it's for high-risk patients. A patient can rehabilitate at home, which is less costly and for low-risk patient. Or third option is patient can rehabilitate at home with a periodic physiotherapy visit as well. Based on other patients who have also gone through total knee replacement, the system can use the data, Sarah's data, to do prediction in terms of the right rehabilitation path for Sarah. In this example, system recommends that Sarah is a good candidate to rehab at home with physiotherapy visit. Care team can use their own judgment, clinical judgment, to refine this or interact with this. For example, as a care team or care team may be interested in seeing Sarah against other patients who are like her. For example, other patients who are also female, similar age group, similar disease status, in this case, osteoarthritis, similar smoking status, and also patients who have similar activity level, which came from the device data. So this truly gives ability to enable this precision rehab, empowering care team to make personalized decision for Sarah.
And well, like Ashley, what you just described is that the human is looking at the data, but you also mentioned the fact that you have AI algorithms and models that will help the medical staff actually make the right decision based on things that eventually, whether they don't realize or know, or, you know, on a big, huge chart, like the fact that that person is an ex-smoker or something, doesn't really pop. And they can make mistakes, or they can actually put someone in a category which is too big, and they could narrow down if they had more data. And what you just described, that thanks to Power BI, the AI algorithms behind all the data that was gathered together, thanks to FHIR and the various connectors, now they can make the right decision, right?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
On top of that, the system can also send alert. So at this time, Sarah goes home to rehab at home. And when she goes home, she has also been given a smart knee brace, which is collecting her knee rotation, the angle, as well as knee extension and flexion as well. And that data also in real time starts flowing through using the IoT connector to Azure API for FHIR. And this is where the platform that we have built in comes in as a scalable platform. You built one pipeline. So in this demo, we built a pipeline for Activity Watch. And now the same pipeline can be used to bring data from a smart knee brace. So you built it once and use it multiple times with new devices, or scale it to 10, hundreds, thousands, and millions of devices as well. And this scalability, again, turns into quick time to market and cost saving. So this is an example, again, where the knee brace data is coming, Activity Watch data is coming all in real time. And the system, using analytics, thresholding, rule-based as well, can send alert. In this example, Sarah showing high priority, and as an example where Sarah may need proactive intervention. This may be an example where she's not following her exercise goals, maybe indicating increased pain level or maybe some kind of infection. And care team can do deep dive. So in this example, care team, once a care team receives the alert, can go and see that indeed Sarah is not following her expected recovery path, and can look at her smart knee brace data, can see her flexion, extension, and how she's doing against the goal. And this dashboard is also available on mobile device. So in this example, when Sarah is not doing well, care team can decide to implement something like HealthBot and start reaching out to Sarah, asking her why she's not following, or care team can also schedule home physiotherapy visit. And in home physiotherapy visit scenario, this dashboard can be made available on the tablet device as well.
I'm just amazed by how interactive this all becomes, and I could just only think we had the Sensoria team recently on the show, showing the Sensoria mat, which is that mat that allows reducing ulcers, for people in a wheelchair, and I can see definitely the fact that data is flowing up into the system for enhancing the view that the medical staff has, but then that alerting is fantastic because you can definitely optimize your care by not having to wait for the next visit or for the next, you know, appointment with a physical therapist or someone at the patient. And with, especially in these days of COVID, actually, but I do see that as well in the future. Not everyone is mobile, not everyone is reachable, you know, as being super powerful for enhancing recovery, reducing costs, and optimizing everyone's life, not just the patient, but also the medical staff.
Exactly. Yep. And it can also improve operational efficiency for care team. Typically, mm-hmm. care teams, they have more than 10 patients assigned, and they need to prioritize which one to start with. So this alerting mechanism can help them to prioritize patients as well. And again, in the next step in this demo, care team schedules physiotherapy visit. And after the physiotherapy visit, gradually Sarah is back to her expected recovery path as well. And as you said, this is an example where we saw how you can bring data from different sources, EMR mm-hmm. data, device data, pharmacy data, demographic data all together to create longitudinal view of patient, and then use data and analytics capabilities for a precision rehab scenario, empowering the care team, and then also use this data for operational efficiency as well as notification and alerting system as well. And this is just an example. It's like the platform is not just limited to create just this, but this mm-hmm. is just an example where you see all these things. Same tools, same platform capabilities can be used for chronic disease management, can be used for telehealth scenario, or even distributed clinical trial scenarios as well.
And so we're seeing here an implementation based on the various services and building blocks that we provide as Microsoft and with our partners. And for our developers here to understand a bit better, I guess, how they could implement similar solutions if they're asked to, if that's their business. So eventually, if you can show us a bit more about what's under the hood, how it's been built, the final result is fantastic. You mentioned Power BI, there's the connectors for fire, and then there's Azure IoT, but how does it look like in terms of the building blocks and the diagram of that architecture?
Sure. So this is, again, very high level, as you asked, what's going on under the hood. So in the demo, we saw for the ingestion, we saw the activity watch, we saw knee brace, two devices mm-hmm. in this example. So the data from these devices using the Azure IoT connector for fire is flowing to Azure API for Fire. Azure API for Fire is a fully managed service, GA product available on Azure. And mm-hmm. Azure IoT Connector for Fire ingests the data and also does the transformation and normalization of data and persists in Fire.
Okay, so when you're pushing data to Azure IoT, in the case of IoT devices development, right, you're pushing data in the format that you used to for monitoring these devices, but then the connector you're saying is going to do the transformation of data to make it available in the format that fires know and recognizes so that it can interact with other systems, right?
Exactly. Okay. And in this, in the demo scenario, I'm not showing it here, but you can use Azure IoT Hub or Azure IoT Central that we discussed in our last demo. And using IoT Hub, IoT Central, you can manage the device and bring the PHI data here. Nice. EMR data can directly using Fire API can start flowing. And this is where Fire provides that capability where now you have device data, EMR data, attached with or joined with patient creating the longitudinal view of patients. The dashboard that we saw was built using Power BI, low code, no code environment to quickly get started on data visualization, interaction, as well as predictive capabilities. And we also have Power BI connector for Fire available at GA product, which means that when you are in Power BI, you can use Fire as any other data sources and start bringing data here for data interaction. So this is kind of what's going on in the demo under the hood. And as I shared, all of these capabilities are available as we are speaking on Azure, and developers, business people can start using them to light up scenarios like what we shared in addition to other scenarios.
And then they can take advantage and benefit from all the other Azure services, right? Because if they want, for example, to leverage Logic Apps to interact with third-party systems or other business applications for triggering a workflow, like you have a patient who needs to have physical therapy, scheduled, then it can actually trigger workflow with a partner, company or entity who is actually the physical therapist, and you can actually automate the ping, the send of an email, or a schedule of an appointment using these tools that Azure has and provides. So the interaction, the extension of your solution around FHIR and these basics or these building blocks actually is made pretty easy with all the rest of Azure services, I guess.
That's true. Yep, you can use those. You can use Azure Machine Learning Studio on top of this data. You can use Databricks. And also for data warehousing purposes, you can use Azure Data Factory and other tools as well.
Nice. Rashmi, this is pretty impressive, actually. I would guess our developers I hope, are happy and happily surprised of how advanced all of that is. This scenario, actually, I'm always looking at these like TV shows. That's what I have in mind, where they just pull up a tablet and all the information is there. In real life, when you go to the hospital today, it's not like that. There's lots of paper and lots of errors, actually, or delays in, hey, we need to send that to your pharmacy. And then you wait 2 days before it lands there. Maybe it was a fax. Now with these solutions all around, a standard that the industry of healthcare is adopted, it seems like we are getting to a point where these science fiction, scenarios are becoming real, right?
Sure, exactly. And that's why when we are building it, keeping scalability in mind so that you can scale, start small and scale big.
I love it. Rashmi, thanks a lot for that insight and for putting IoT on FHIR. I think it's pretty cool. If you want to learn more about what Rashmi's team is working on and how to get started, you can go to aka.ms/FHIR, FHIR. And that's going to be a link to more information about FHIR on Azure and how you can interact if you're an IT developer and push your data up to these kind of infrastructures. Rashmi, looking forward to see you again on the IoT show. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
And everyone, don't forget to subscribe. If you like this one, put a comment, like it, get notified, and look forward to see you back here. Bye.